Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Oh dear, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Umpa Lumpa. I want you to get me an Umpa Lumpa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Umpa Lumpa now!
Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Veruca.
Whatever.
Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
He's absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point.
Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know, get out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators, people that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Hello, it's me, Pinkhood, and we're still waiting for Redhead. And Johnny, what else is new? Tonight, we have something planned for you. So, we have some interesting things are going to be pondered upon tonight. Only if Red Hood and Johnny could come in. Where or where can they be? It's only as if they could come in, so they could be in, so then we could get this party started. So yet, they are nowhere to be found. Yet, we're still waiting on dear old Redhead. Dear old Redhead. Where might he be? Let's see if he's coming in. Hmm. this is just so freaking odd. Where might they be? Yet, they're still nowhere to be found. So, this makes things very fun. It's very interesting. I never knew. Boy, this is going to be a fun night. Yes, so tonight we have some very, very... Have you ever thought, or at least I haven't... I haven't had the pleasure of seeing people go into places and commit stupid crimes. But clearly it happened. So, yes, we've managed to have, we've seen some pretty crazy stuff happen with crazy criminals, when haven't we? Oh, and yes, Redhead and Johnny are here, finally! Boy, I was waiting on them. Especially dealing with these crazy criminals and shit going on. Especially when it deals with tongs.
Tongs, really, woman?
Yes, tongs. Yeah, great
fucking
to see you guys.
Tongs.
Great
tongs.
You guys could
yes.
join us.
Tongs to you too. Tongs to you
yes.
too. All right. So we begin this 30-minute escapade with
yeah.
tongs.
Yeah.
Now, there's some things you should know about tongs. One, they're metal. Two, they're pointy. Three,
yeah.
they're used to cook food. Now.
Yeah.
The only thing that this guy could have been accused of is not having gone to culinary educational school.
Maybe
why?
He was some. Maybe he thought he could be some master chef.
No. I'll tell you why. No. Because.
Yes.
No. Stop saying yes
okay.
to my no. No. Just no. Because.
Fine?
If you.
Fine, Redhead.
Because you really have to think about stuff.
About what?
Right? You need to think about stuff. All right?
Yes, I
number
I
one.
Tend to.
I don't think you do.
Yes,
think
do,
you do,
Redhead.
All right. So if you did, then the first thing that would go through your mind is, why did he use tongs? Was a blender available? If a blender
Maybe.
Wasn't available, why didn't he
oh,
use a free
now.
Dog?
Now I'm here.
Yeah. Why?
No, technology's fun tonight, isn't it?
Why?
Yeah.
I know. Why
yeah.
would he use? I mean, he would use a free dog, right? So.
No, I don't know about dog, but definitely.
Definitely something. Right? I mean, you really have to think about it, right?
Yeah.
Definitely something. Something in which it needs to happen. Right?
Yeah.
And in the revolution of dogs and their championship of tongs, the dogs could bring the tongs.
I don't know how tongs and dogs go into this.
Because I hear a stray barking outside my door. and it won't shut up.
Can you help me?
Yeah. Sir. Can I get a Big Mac and fries, please? Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, can I get your money as well? No.
Did this guy just forget about that he would get caught? Or did he just not care?
I don't think at that point he cared
much. Right.
If you listen in the background, I'm making a fucking McFlurry. Alright, so if I'm making a fucking McFlurry and pointing you with tongs, and I don't have any culinary education, I just want my fucking money.
Right.
I think it's a few fries short of a Happy Meal, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Exactly. You know, this is yourself in the situation, you keep having to refill drinks. It's a constant pain in the ass. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, constant pain in the arse, and also giving, you know, rise to the most interesting object of all, you know, the tongs. Okay, tongs can be used for a variety of things, including cooking meat, but I don't think that this is what the guy had in mind, because his mugshot kind of look like, you know what, I don't care. Fucking hell. Just give me the... I know, and the fact that he was English and he was Latino, he was... Hey! Hey, ese! You know? You know, I'm gonna fuck you up. You know what I mean? I'm gonna laugh. You like me, I'm gonna laugh. Maybe that's not quite how that. But it might have been something else. You know? Yes. I mean, what do you think of the situation? What's your
take? I think it shows that he had no time, let alone planning anything. It wasn't like, hey, I want a burger. It's, hey, I want your money.
I want your money. I want your fucking money, and, you know, you're not going to get it because of your bad credit. Yeah.
Yeah, Nico, he thought he was going to get a free ride.
He definitely got a free ride. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
Which tends to be very interesting and very funny when you think about stupidity at the finest degree.
I mean, stupidity at the finest degree, yes. But also firing dogs is the greatest invention ever.
Like I was saying, a
Happy Meal. There are fucking guard dogs everywhere. I mean, really?
Yeah. Boy, those guard dogs are everywhere. Even at burger joints. Or at least should be.
Yeah, burger joints.
Yes, burger joints. That would have helped prevent a criminal from...
barking dogs.
Uh-huh.
Barking dogs.
Guard dogs. More like it.
Guard dogs. No,
yes, guard
dogs.
Guard dogs, yes.
Yeah. Guard dogs. To guard the register, which is being incentivized by dogs.
Right. So wait, how is he supposed
Brilliant.
To get... So wait. So he's supposed to rob a burger joint because he doesn't have money? What was he going to do with that money? Go to, like, Burger King?
I think that was the odd sense because currently he's at a Whataburger, and nobody knows what Whataburger is except the entire state of Texas.
Right.
Right.
So...
It definitely shows stupidity.
Stupidity in motion, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm not. He's not going to get caught. Well, he was wrong.
Here's your sign.
Yeah, here's your sign. Here's a sign if you're not going to get caught in your redneck. One, carry tongs to a bullfight. See what happens to you. In 2.2 seconds, your ass will be grass.
Yep.
And yet, the only thing that we left
is,
well, oh, how do I want to say this, all the food that you know.
Maybe he thought, bring the tongs, maybe they would allow him to cook.
Yes, bring the tongs. Okay, so if bring the tongs means bring the tongs, how many... Shit, I mean, how much?
How many shit, what?
What?
No. How much shit do you have to get into, right, where your ass is honestly grass, you know what I mean? And not in the station or not in the situation that you want it to be.
Right.
And nobody wants to come in and say, oi, listen to me, because I have fucking tongs. I'm going to tongue you to death. I'm going to use one side of the blade, and then I'm going to use a guard dog, and then I'm going to use the other side of the blade.
Yeah,
and I'm going to continue using a guard dog until you subside. Are you ready? Do you choose to accept the challenge? Point, stab.
I don't think that will work.
I have a feeling
that won't work.
Obviously it doesn't work.
But clearly they didn't care.
Of course it doesn't. Listen, I mean, fact
is... You don't think straight when you're hungry.
Right.
Of course you don't.
Right.
Of course you don't. I mean, fact is very much. Guard dogs are definitely in season.
And so
are tongs.
No, tongs are used only for those who don't know how to properly cook. Or they think cooking is used for...
Listen. If they think for 1 minute tongs are used or other essentials are used, for example, right, if I go to my fast food kitchen right now, and I start turning on pilots and other crap like that. Okay. Am I going to find and now I'm gonna start pointing these at my, you know,
does not make sense. But we have to get on with the show, don't we? We have 20 minutes left. So what's happening in the UK?
There's a lot of people wanting to, that is taking issue with those in office for their lack of, for their shit that they're doing to those with different abilities, which in fact tends to lead to issues. The more
issues
are created. What? Oh, because they don't want to actually, because of their screw up that has happened, they're now going and making it difficult for people to get funds. But yet, it seems that there has been issues that people have noticed. Which, rightfully so, especially after people could smell shit stirring. But no one seems to think it's okay. Everyone thinks to go, everyone wants accountability, but when there's no one really there to actually hold people accountable, and actually make sure that that people get what is owed to them. They're owed 340 mil. That should say something. It should spark outrage. No one should have to worry. Everyone, and those who are wanting them to be, those that are feeling that nothing is being done, there's a need for advocates to start standing up and saying something, because the less things that are actually said, the more of it that is a hindrance. The more things that you hinder and do,
and
the
then
worse
also
it's going to be.
Well, and then also the fact that, the major flaws, and the other thing is that in the West End, there is discrimination going on. That a government disability champion vows to fight discrimination.
No one should be treated.
Which I think
there's a need for people to start fighting and saying this can't be anymore.
It's not only that, but the fact is that England. This has to do with England's Arts Council. And the fact that, several months ago, during everything else, the Society of London Theatres and Touring Symposium outlined Andrew Miller, in this newly created role as the disabled people in the arts minister in February. In February, and so now it's just a matter, well, it's not just a matter, but it is a matter of making sure that the best practices for guard dogs and military.
Not guard dogs.
And just.
Getting a bit mixed up.
Yes, sorry. The government disability champion continues to fight. That's
right.
What it is. Sorry.
And
I don't
know where
I got
the more people who actually start fighting, the better it will be. instead of going, why is there a problem? Why is there a problem? Why isn't anyone stepping up? But there's a time where people have to, if no one's going to start to stick
it's
up.
It's not even the stepping up stuff anymore, Pinkwood. It's not that. What it is.
But the biggest need is self-advocacy, because the more times that you could pressure and also start raising your voices, going and speaking with people who are also affected, it does get. There's more pressure with numbers. The more numbers you have.
No, there's more. Yes, there's more pressure with numbers. You have to realize when numbers don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
They begin not to matter.
Right. Very true.
Not to matter. And when I say don't matter, I don't mean not to matter. I mean not to matter in a way that
And this is where we're going to leave it, since we have tonight's a mini.
On the next Satirical Challenge show, we will go deep into the, we'll be somewhere in the middle of America, because, well, we have tacos to eat and a runaway it monster.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'll find out more on next Monday, so then we can get to that. Have a good one, everyone.
Or Tuesday
as well. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye.